I would much rather learn from someone that has scars than trophies. And so what I want to help you capture in your own life and in your own business is the authority required to stand out in the marketplace and capture the hearts. You can turn your decades into days for your audience.
What if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
What is going on, my friends? Mike Walker here. Welcome to another episode of the Wealthy Consultant Podcast. I'm excited to have you with me today. I'm going to be diving into a topic that may be a little uncomfortable. Yep, we're going to go a little bit uncomfortable on you today, and that is because it's going to allow you to extract the most leverage, the most value, and the most potent message possible in your pursuits of business and as your pursuit of an entrepreneur or even just as a leader. There are some really powerful lessons I want to share with you, both from my own past, but also just from the ability to speak to so many entrepreneurs. By the nature of my position here at The Wealthy Consultant, I get the privilege and honor of working with a very wide variety of business owner. And in doing so, there are so many interesting insights that I gain, and the connectedness across industry, across vocation, that you can actually apply to pretty much any business. And so I want to share with you one of these really critical components today. And before I dive into the how and the what, I want to bring up the problem to be solved. And the problem to be solved is standing out in the marketplace. I would be pretty sure that everybody listening to me today understands the noisy marketplace, what it is today, and how difficult it is not just to capture someone's attention, but to retain it. Retaining attention, earning it, and keeping it is very, very difficult. So how do you do that? Well, you have to ratchet up your authority in the mind of your audience. But how do you do that? You see it a lot, people posting their wins and posting their fancy cars and their houses and all the things, right? Kind of showing, hey, look, I've made it. Look what I've done. Look what I've achieved. And these are validation attempts. These are attempts to create credential in the minds of their audience. And credentials are fine, but what I'm more interested in is authority. Credentials by default do not define authority. They just simply are signals, potential signals of credibility, of relatability, and the ability to actually get a net positive result or whatever it is that that person says that they can help you achieve, whether it be educationally, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it may be. And so my proposition to you today is to make the distinction between credentials and true authority. True authority speaks to the heart. Credentials speaks to the mind. And so what I want to help you capture in your own life and in your own business is the authority required to stand out in the marketplace and capture the hearts of your audience, not just the eyes. As soon as you can do that, like I said, you immediately separate yourself from the masses and place yourself as a person of importance in the mind, heart, and soul of your audience, because they identify you as being different. Yes, you've achieved things and you've done great things, and that's fantastic, but you also can relate to where they are today. It's one thing to learn from someone who shows very clearly how much they've made it. Well, good for them, right? But how does that serve you? How does that make them like actually relatable today to you if you're the one that's trying to work through something or solve a specific challenge in your life or business? It is a person that can say clearly, hey, look, I was stuck. I didn't know where to go. I wasn't sure how to achieve X, Y, or Z, but I figured it out. And here's how I did it. I would much rather learn from someone that has scars than trophies. And the reality is that it's only the people that have actually gone through the fire, not avoided it, that are worthy of those credentials and of the to hold the true authority of, hey, look, not only is this theory or education that I've absorbed over the years, this is actually something I lived through. And the interesting component is, I want to challenge you today, there are many things in your past that you would probably look back at and think, man, that was rough. That was painful. I hope I never go back there again. Certainly understandable, right? We don't want to necessarily go back, but we do want to and should extract the lessons from it, distill those things down, and turn them into viable gold, viable methodologies, systems, insights that your audience can benefit from. As soon as you do that, you can turn your decades into days for your audience. And this is something that is easier said than done, to be sure. But I'm going to leave you with three powerful questions today. So if you're listening to me, you're probably going to want to come back and revisit this. If this is something that you feel others, you know, in your life should hear and apply, certainly feel free to share this episode, because I believe these three questions that I'm going to leave you with can absolutely transform the way that your market responds to you. You know, I see a lot working with subject matter experts, SMEs, regardless of their level of accomplishments or regardless of their skill sets and money and influence and impact that they've generated, there's still a disconnect between that and someone that has made an obvious emotional, spiritual connection to their audience, where it's like, wow, these people are like hardcore followers because you've attached yourself to them in a way that isn't just logic. It's not just in the mind, it's in the heart, like I said earlier. And so how do we do that? Well, we have to be on a different level of relatability. And so the three questions I'm going to leave you with today are going to allow you to start to tap into that, extract concepts, and then put it out into your messaging. Because it's really interesting what happens when you speak to a person and say, hey, look, where are you trying to go? What are you trying to achieve? And then you can immediately speak back to them almost like word for word, spell out the trouble that they're having or the challenge or the desire that they have. And they're thinking, God, this person like really gets me. They really know. It transforms your positioning in their mind. And therefore you can dominate that space and stand out in a very, very noisy marketplace because they start to attribute your messaging and your place in their mind as authority and also as credibility. Someone who's not just talking about it, but lived through it. It's kind of like the typical analogy of a professor in college who's never run a business and yet they're teaching business, right? It's kind of like, well, okay, it's academic, but it's not actually derived from any true experiences. And so I want to make sure that what we talk about in the marketplace isn't just academic. It's not just theoretical. It's actual experience and life-shifting, transformative information and data that we have extracted from our past. And so the irony is that so many people are focused on trying to avoid and sidestep the journey and the pain and the hardship that comes with some of these transformative processes, evolutionary processes as an entrepreneur. And yet the pain that you're trying to avoid is giving you the credentials and the authority you actually need. And so don't seek for the validation from others. Create the validation through your authority over these circumstances and getting through to the other side. And so all that to be said, let me shift my screen here. I want to share with you these three questions. Obviously, you're going to want to write these down or revisit this later so that you can really think through these. If you actually spend time on these three questions in a meaningful, thoughtful way, I promise you every 5 to 10 minutes invested in these three questions can result in days, weeks, months, or even years of expediting the process of forming, crafting, honing your message in the marketplace in a way that people are just drawn to magnetically, like a tuning fork, right? When you get the right tuning fork, all of a sudden, when you start vibrating one, all the others that match it start vibrating as well. Well, the problem is that a lot of tuning forks out there, people with their messaging, are vibrating at a frequency that just simply isn't capturing the hearts of their audience. And so, yeah, they see it. They see it's vibrating. They can even maybe potentially hear it, but it's not getting them to energetically vibrate in sync. And as soon as you can do that, that is really the magic. That is the quantum level connection that you can have with your audience. But that doesn't just come by happen chance. It comes by sharing the dark side, the pain, the things that you've gone through to really connect with your audience. All right. So here we go. Three questions. And the authority is within your scars. Here we go. Identify one specific struggle from your past that you've been hesitant to fully examine or share. Identify one specific struggle from your past that you've been hesitant to fully examine or share. That's number one. Number two, what unique wisdom did you extract from this experience that could only be learned by walking through it personally? What unique wisdom did you extract from this experience that could only be learned by walking through it personally? Question number two. And now question number three, how might this hard-earned insight serve as your most authentic point of connection with others who need precisely what you've discovered? How might this hard-earned insight serve as your most authentic point of connection with others who need precisely what you discovered? That's it, my friends. This is the deeply insightful, reflective messaging that I want to leave you with today, because like I said before, if you invest time here, if you're willing to go into the dark side and extract the lessons from it, you will exponentially increase your efficacy and potency of messaging in the marketplace, because you will stand out and you'll be revisiting and talking about things that others simply are too scared or too blind to have discovered for themselves. And so therefore, you will absolutely make yourself unique in the marketplace. So wear the scars well. They're your badges of honor, and they're your credentials, your true credentials of authority, when you can illustrate to others not only what you know, but what you lived through. I hope this finds you well, my friends. Look forward to joining us on another episode of the Wealthy Consultant Podcast. Please share this with anybody you feel could benefit. We love you guys. Talk soon.